T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, everybody, it's Cole Tucker.
What's up?
Hi, Cole. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Good to see you, man. What's new?
It's cold in Pittsburgh.
It is.
It's not cold in Phoenix, Arizona.
No,
but
it's not.
I am here, and I'm happy to be here with a bunch of Pirates fans, looking at new uniforms and getting to see everyone for the first time since September.
New uniforms with your name on the back of them, does that ever get old? Like, you were legitimately, like, excited and juiced up, like, oh, my gosh, they're selling my jersey. That still gets you.
I mean, I was a little kid who bought jerseys and a big kid who bought jerseys, and I wanted the jerseys of my favorite players, and the fact that they're putting them on a shelf over here and people actually buy them and actually care who I am, it's unbelievably humbling. The city of Pittsburgh and the fans here have just been unbelievable to me.
All right, so most coveted jersey that you have in your closet or maybe framed hanging on a wall is what?
Yeah, last year, Christian Yelich signed a jersey for me, like an authentic jersey, said, "Too tough, love the way you play the game." So for someone who's that good and that good of a human being to acknowledge how I play the game really meant a lot. So that one.
He has a perfect swing, doesn't he not?
He's really good.
It's crazy.
And it's unbelievable how long and lanky he is and how he's able to use his body and use his leverage to just hit balls 500 feet.
Do you look at him and maybe see some of yourself mechanically in him, and do you try to say, hey, maybe I could do that? Because from a stature size, you know what I mean? The levers are there. Anatomically, there's some similarities.
Yeah, it's very similar. And, like, the old cliche is, like, power comes last. And with Yelly, like, that did come last. And we do both have the long legs and the long arms, and we're skinny and tall. And I think mechanically we don't work exactly alike, but our body composition is very similar.
He's very much short to it and very long through it.
Yeah.
And you're kind of coming up on the ball. You've kind of gone in on the launch angle thing, right, with 2 feet.
A little bit. I mean, I've really, especially this offseason, just taking what I learned offensively last year and just kind of applying that to what I want to do this year, I've really just tried to, like, understand the swing and the body position that I'm in. Because really to this point in my career, I've just kind of been athletically just, like, up there competing. And now you can't just do that in the major leagues and have sustained success. So I want to really nail down a foundation of what I want to do and continue that with me for however long I'm playing baseball.
Pirates shortstop Cole Tucker is with us here, Pirate Fest 2020. One thing that I've been asking Adam Frazier, Derek Shelton, Luke Maley, have you met him? Super nice guy.
Awesome dude.
Second nicest guy on the Pirates team.
Well, I'm probably not the first. Who is it?
Yes, you are. You're humble bragging. You're humble bragging on the radio, buddy. I'm asking them where the game is going, because it's getting so biomechanical and we're getting into the kinesiology of things, and people are just going down a Rapsodo rabbit hole, right? And for those uninitiated, what is a Rapsodo? It's these crazy cameras that shoot thousands of frames per millisecond, and it gives you every millimeter of your swing and your body, what it's doing, and then now you're getting, you know, you put yourself in like a lab rat. You literally are becoming your own science experiment in hitting these days.
Yeah, and kind of what I was alluding to earlier about, like, having an idea and a foundation of thought of what I want to do is I don't want to be completely ignorant to all of that stuff and the Rapsodo and the body mechanics. Like, I'm no scientist at all. I'm a baseball player, and I don't want to lose sight of the competitiveness of the game, the beauty of the game, the purity of the game, because I think that there's a lot to be said for someone who can go out and compete and make the most of what they've got. You're not always going to have your best mechanics or your healthiest body or whatever, what have you. But you can take whatever you've got into that game tonight and have a chance based off the way you compete and the way you prepare.
And, you know, this technology really takes the whole repeating your swing to a different level, mm-hmm. and it helps you do that on a night-in and night-out basis. And maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, identify hitches in the swing so those 0-for-8s don't become 0-for-19s.
Exactly. And, yeah, you want to nip that in the bud as soon as possible, you know. And in my career, my droughts have gone longer because I haven't really known what I'm doing, and I'm trying to corral that and figure that out and have an understanding of the swing, of my body positioning, of my mechanics, so that my 0-for-8 doesn't turn into an 0-for-19. Like you said, it might just be an 0-for-8, and then I get back on the saddle and get moving again.
Cole Tucker is with us. Dan Zhang, Really Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. That's 928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. So you have, for lack of a better term, learned yourself this offseason.
A little bit, yeah, definitely. And I'm excited to bring that back into the game, into the competition, into what I love and what I do best, which is just getting out there and throwing on the spikes and playing ball.
What was your biggest aha moment, not to interrupt?
No, you're good. When I, like last year when I was struggling offensively, and Rick Eckstein, our hitting coach, helped me a ton with this, and Jacob Cruz, who was here, like, I was struggling, and I didn't know why I was struggling, you know? And it wasn't like I physically was overmatched. I just couldn't put myself in the right position to have success. So now if I know and I can lead myself to the optimal position or have an idea of what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to have a way better chance to not fall off the wagon, if you will.
It's like being lost in the woods and you have a compass to at least point yourself in the right direction to walk to the roadway.
Exactly. It'd be like being lost in the woods and like putting a blindfold on yourself, not knowing what the hell you're doing.
Cole Tucker is with us. So what did you learn this offseason about yourself and your swing? Maybe give me a specific or a moment where you're just like, all right, it's all clicking, and I've got this thing down.
Yeah, well, I definitely don't have it down. You never do. Like,
right, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a firm believer that you continue to progress as long as you're playing, and you never quite figure it out. But you can have some things that you hold on to. Say, these are my keys. This is what works for me best. Not what's going to work for me forever, but what's working for me right now. I really just want to focus on having that path through the ball. Like, as a right-handed thrower, left-handed hitter, most of the time, as I'm a switch hitter, mm-hmm. I can get over-rotational and I can get spinny, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I just don't really decel very well. I want to be able to have that clear path, like up through the L screen, through the batter's eye and center field, so I can stay through the ball longer and just have an optimal path and just create space in my swing so I can free myself up, because your timing's not always going to be perfect. So I want to create space in the swing to give myself more of a shot.
When you get over-rotational, you're topping the ball, I would assume. Is that one of the unintended things?
Yeah, and you pull the ball the wrong way. You're in and out of the zone. You side spin it. You top spin it. You just don't hit the ball true and clean with backspin like you want to. Like, when you see a Josh Bell home run in the river, he didn't top spin it there. He murdered it with backspin, and it went really high and really far. That's what you're shooting for. Obviously, I'm going to be super happy dancing on first base, shaking my hair if I hook a ball really hard in right field for a hit,
yeah.
But it wasn't the optimal swing. It wasn't perfect.
Speaking of the hair, what's the maintenance program for that?
I started going to my mom's salon. My mom doesn't work there, but the salon that my mom goes to,
mm-hmm.
Sweet lady named Saskia hooks me up. And Saskia is her name.
Uh-huh.
She's awesome. She washes my hair really good, like treats it, like gives it like a deep conditioner.
Yeah, with what, if I may ask?
I think just this like Kerastase shampoo and conditioner stuff. Magic stuff, I guess. And I do that like every 6 to 8 weeks, and they just like cut off the like ends of, like,
sure.
Just trim the ends barely.
Freshen you up?
Yeah, just freshen up. So it's not like a crazy cut, but it's just a little trim. Just keep it neat and clean.
What
and
do you do? I mean, 6 months before you go back to Phoenix at times. I mean, how do you,
How
do you do it during the season?
She hooked me up with someone like similar to her, like a colleague of hers in Florida. So I'm good in spring training.
Okay.
She hooked me up with someone in Atlanta if we're in Atlanta. And then if we're not there, I'm just completely out of luck.
Oh, boy. Well, we have to figure out the Saskia program here in Pittsburgh.
That's right.
All
if
right,
you know anyone, call in, please.
Yeah, we're gonna get on this for you. Maybe try to get you an endorsement as well.
There
Cole,
you go.
Hey, thank you so much, man. Really enjoyed having you on board last year, an infectious personality. Looking forward to a lot of that. I know the fans just absolutely love you. And seems like you kind of love Pittsburgh back. It's a good
Hell
fit.
Yeah, it's a great fit. I love being here. I love playing here. I love being a Pirate. So Can't wait for spring training. Can't wait for opening day. Can't wait for what's to come.
Can't wait for better weather. By the way, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. Drive the car or truck of your dreams, Cole, with great deals all month. Rain overnight, 40 degrees is the low. Scattered showers, high of 42. Cloudy on Sunday, a high of 37 degrees. Carve your dreams and choices. What, by the way? If I do say so myself. What are you riding right now?
I drive a Jeep Wrangler right now,
yeah?
But I'm not bringing it this year. I'm leaving it in Arizona. I'm not bringing it spring training. I'm not bringing it for the season.
You're going to be a walking guy.
I am. I'm just going to live either really nearby or I'm going to like beg a dealership to give me a car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, scooter, bike. I mean, we're a very bike-friendly city.
I'm into it. You know, I went to Amsterdam this offseason. They bike everywhere.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
I might just be a biker. If you see someone leaving PNC at like 11 p.m. on a bike, it's probably me.
Where's the in-season residence going to be? I mean, are we thinking like Lawrenceville? Are we doing Shadyside? Are we doing the Strip District? I mean,
last year I did the Strip District. I think I'm just going to do downtown this year. Like, I really like being close to the field. I don't like feeling like I have to drive 20 minutes to the field, you know. No offense on Lawrenceville or anywhere else, but like I just like being nearby, you know. I like walking home after a win and just like
taking
the lights and everything. Yeah, that experience. Like earlier you said, I love Pittsburgh, and I just want to soak up the experience of being here as much as I can.
Good stuff, man. Looking forward to 2020 for you.
Thank you.
Cole Tucker, everybody. That'll do it for us from Pirate Fest 2020.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.